When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. It's the ultimate chicken or egg problem. And it actually has nothing to do with chickens or eggs. That's just an analogy. But the problem is, how can you grow a business with no existing audience? How do you even start with no audience? Well, fortunately, there is an answer, actually several answers. I'm going to try to keep it concise. Let's see if we can help a listener. We're going to hear from Maya from Fargo, North Dakota. Maya has a flair for creating natural skincare products. She wants to transition this passion into an online business. But she faces a common hurdle, starting from ground zero with no existing audience or customer base. Let's see what we can do to help her. She's looking for actionable steps to build this audience. Maybe somebody else out there also wants to get started. And they're like, hey, I'm not a famous Instagrammer. I'm not an influencer. I don't have a big email list. How do I actually get going when I'm starting with no or little audience? Let's talk about it. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Maya from Fargo, North Dakota. I have a passion for creating natural skincare products and want to turn this into an online business. However, I'm starting with no audience or customer base. How do I build an audience from scratch and effectively market my homemade products? I came across your podcast while searching for marketing strategies for startups.
Maya, I love the question. And when you say no audience, my first thought is everyone has some audience. Like no one is starting from zero. So yes, you may not have a customer base. Yes, this may be a new niche or your first side hustle, but you still know people. And I always go back to my own experience of starting out. I didn't know anybody, or I thought I didn't know anybody. Nobody certainly knew me, but I wrote to my graduate school friends, like people I went to school with when I started my blog. And people I'd served with overseas. I was a volunteer in West Africa for several years. So I wrote to all those people. I wrote to my family. My grandma joined my email list. So I kind of started with anybody that I knew. And I asked people to share from there. And it just really built up over time. Now, it did take a while, to be clear. So it's possible to accelerate that process, especially for e-commerce. So here, Maya's trying to build a natural skincare product business. So there is a whole startup model of, okay, I'm going to create this product, then I'm going to start running ads and, you know, split testing and bringing in people over time and spending a bit of money. So money is a key word there. That's not free, but there is a path to that. And of course, social media, you know, you're starting with not a lot, but there are hashtags where you can go and post and follow those hashtags, see who else is posting. You can follow influencers. You can pitch people. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it may take time. I think that's the key point. Like, are you trying to see success within the first 30 days? If so, then you're going to have to choose the right kind of project, because most projects will take time to build up. And I think the most meaningful ones take time to build up, as opposed to just being a hit right out of the gate with no audience. But your passion for natural skincare or whatever your topic is, that can be a driving force, and you will connect with people over time. Maya and everybody else out there who's starting new projects, listen, I'm cheering you on. I know it's hard. I like to share lots of projects here and on my social media. I'm always trying to promote other people. We're all in it together, ultimately. And of course, here on the podcast, we'll continue to feature new projects from listeners throughout the year. But that's it for today. New episode tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.